My name is Taryn Kay, and I played one of the beauty contestants in Heidi High. How did I get cast? Well, I had done Are You Being Served with David Croft before, and also The Happy Band. Then he was advertising he wanted some walk-ons, featured little parts to be in Heidi High as the campers and, to be on holiday. And it's in a place called Dovercourt, which is near where my mum lives in Clacton-on-Sea. And a lot of us dancers, as you can see, that picture which you've got behind you there, I think six of them are all dancers, and most of them trained at Lane Theatre Arts. And we all went to school in Clacton-on-Sea called the Ivor Baker School of Dancing. So that's how we all got on it, really. Makeup and costume. Do you know, I don't remember a lot. I remember being shoved into makeup early in the mornings because it was in Dovercourt and it was really cold. I think we filmed end of September, October, just after a summer season. And I remember it being really cold. And as you can see in that photograph there, we were in our swimming costumes and we were freezing. Some of the cast had to actually get in the swimming pool and there was no heating in that swimming pool. And they weren't just getting in and then coming out. They were told to stay in the swimming pool. And I just remember them being frozen. Luckily, I wasn't asked to go in, so so that was good. I think I would have refused anyway because it's just too cold. The scene, oh my goodness, we're going back how many years? Nearly 40 years, I think. Do you know, and I haven't seen it for ages. I remember it being a beauty competition and there was an octopus involved. I didn't win the beauty competition, so wasn't very happy with that, I can tell you. What can I tell you about it? Not a lot, really. It was all good fun. Sue Pollard was just wonderful on set. I actually went on to understudy her in a play called Don't Dress for Dinner about 30 years ago. And she's lovely. What you see is what you get. And I loved her, and she is such a talent. And we want to see more of Sue Pollard on television, actually. I saw her on, what was it? She was on telly the other day in the thing, The Chase, you know, and she looked as wacky as ever. But I think she was the one who made the programme, Between You and Me. Yeah. But the rest of the cast, you know, the ones that I sort of got to know, Ruth Maddock, lovely, true professional. Geoffrey Holland, very, very charming and, knows his job. The two ballroom dancers, I remember the names now, but they were always, always fun and they always sort of stuck to their characters. They were all fun and enjoying themselves and being creative, putting in their own ideas. And it was good fun. As I say, because I was only a walk-on, small featured part, we weren't really that involved with everybody. But from what I remember, they were a good bunch. And of course, David Croft and Jimmy Perry were always seemed to be giggling on set and having a wonderful time. So they never seemed to be stressed out at all. Oh, yes, definitely Sue Pollard's character. Yes. Everybody felt for her and they wanted her to become a blue coat? Forgive me for forgetting, you know, because I haven't seen the series, I'll say, for a long time. They wanted her to, you know, be part of the entertainers. And we really felt for her. And I remember one scene where she was like crying and you think, oh, no. So I think if you ask most people, she's the one that they say, yeah, they remember. And of course, Ruth Maddock with Morning Compass in a Welsh accent. I can't do a good Welsh accent. And who was that guy that played Simon? Ooh, Cadell. He was lovely as well. Yeah, again, very professional, a very good actor. I remember very, very early mornings because there was a lot of cast, a lot of campers, and the makeup used to take quite a while. So I think sometimes we were called in at 6 in the morning in a very cold Dovercourt holiday camp. And yeah, it was and long days, if I remember rightly. But fun because the scenes were, we were all meant to be having a good time anyway. So that was nice. And I say a lot of dancers, I think, that most of those girls in it were all professional dancers and had just finished the summer season and about to go into pantomime. As I say, with all the beauty girls I'm looking at now, the picture at the back of you, As I say, mainly Lane Theatre Arts girls, so which is lovely. Just that David Croft was always such a lovely man. As I say, I remember once, I think I told you in the Are You Being Served interview, that I was on the Happy Band and I'd finished on set early and he drove me back to the BBC in his car. And he was really chatty, really friendly, a lovely guy. Jimmy Perry, I didn't really get to meet that much, to be honest with you, so I can't say a lot, but other people, we speak really, really well of him. So, but yeah, David Croft was lovely. And I did meet him on a few occasions, like when I was understudying Sue Pollard. He would come and see the show and he would always remember me and say hello and how are you and how are you doing. So, yeah, I've got fond memories of David Croft. Thank you very much. And nice to speak to you, Andrew. You carry on with work. Bless you.